Welcome to the Experience Starting Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, we welcome back Associate Director of Diversity Recruitment, Mark Paolo Guzman. As noted, Mark Paolo has been on the podcast before. I encourage you to check out his prior interview. We welcomed Mark Paolo back to talk a little bit more about this year's diversity conference. So without further ado, here's my interview with Mark Paolo Guzman. Mark Paolo, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Brett.
I really should say welcome back to the podcast. Of course, you've been on the Experience Starting podcast before. We're excited to have you back. We're going to talk a little bit about Diversity Conference, really excited about that. But for our listeners who may be new to the podcast and haven't had a chance to listen to your prior episode, tell us a little bit more about the work you do here at Darden and, of course, your background.
Great. Thanks, Brett. So for everyone else, my name is Mark Paolo Guzman. I am a double first namer, so I go by Mark Paolo as my full first name. My pronouns are he, him, his, and I am the Associate Director for Diversity Recruitment at the UVA Darden School of Business. And I've been here for over 2 years now. I can't believe it's, time has passed so quickly. I had originally worked at the undergrad side of UVA, working in the Multicultural Student Services Unit for 6 years prior to coming to the Darden side. So I've been in Charlottesville overall for 8 years. I'm originally from the New York City area and New Jersey. Really, I think that experience from a very diverse, location in New York City and New Jersey had really been the big influence for why I'm really focused and devoted and passionate about diversity and inclusion. I really had a wealth of friendships and connections of people from a lot of backgrounds and saw different perspectives of how they live the world and how they experience the world around them, particularly one in the U.S., based in the U.S. And so that has informed a lot of my work, and I'm excited to really think about how to do that here at Darden from the admissions perspective. Obviously, with a lot has happened in the past year since we've spoken with things like Black Lives Matter and George Floyd, that this is even more important to talk about and make sure our students and applicants are very aware of how we at Darden are improving, learning, reconciling, figuring out how to do this good work.
Absolutely. And I was curious, now that you've been here for 2 years, gosh, it does fly by. 2 years, what have you really enjoyed about the work that you do here at Darden?
Thanks. Yeah, that's a great question. I love the fact that my work is so intertwined, not just at the admission side, but in my partnerships with student affairs. We recently hired last year, it's not even recent anymore, it's been a whole year, but we're so excited about the hiring of an assistant dean for diversity, equity, and inclusion, Christy Julian, who's been a great partner in the student affairs side of things, working with Martin Davidson, who was our chief diversity officer and a faculty member at Darden. And so I really love that my work really bleeds not just into mission side, but definitely into the current student experience as well as the alumni. I'm also excited that this full-fledged work between the admissions office and the Office of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion and Student Affairs and our alums are really have come together. The work is really united into making sure that we are providing a very strong diversity, equity, inclusion experience across the entire life cycle of the student. And we also have some strong ties to just the larger UVA movements in diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I'm really heartened by just the full unity of our voice and our passion for this work.
Yeah, I'm always so impressed by all the connections you have. I think of you as someone who knows the students really well, obviously has great working relationships with our student affairs colleagues, is plugged in with the UVA community too. Mark Paolo, it seems like you know everybody on grounds at times.
Yeah, I'm definitely a connector, I would say. If there's some of the strengths that I have is I love to connect the dots and, connect people to one another and connect ideas to initiatives and people's passions to the work that's already happening. And so I'm excited to do this work and to connect, prospective students to hopefully becoming alums in the future. So people who are passionate about this work and who really want to be here.
So let's talk about diversity conference. As I mentioned at the outset, that is the inspiration for today's podcast interview. This year, diversity conference will be a little bit different than in past years. The conference is scheduled for October 1st through the 3rd, and this year's version will be virtual. For our listeners who are wondering about visiting Charlottesville, at least here for the fall, all of our admissions events will be virtual, diversity conference included. So Marpaolo, how does one get to attend the diversity conference? What's that process look like?
Yeah. So, this is our third iteration of the diversity conference, and each year has looked very different. And definitely a lot of improvements year per year. This year being virtual, there's definitely a lot of things that we're thinking about moving from the in-person experience to the virtual experience. And the great advantage of being virtual is that we are not bound by the traveling component, which was definitely a big component of getting to Darden, getting to Charlottesville, which while we wish you were here, I feel like we can have more access to everyone who is all over the country and potentially the world. And so we have an application process, which is already open currently and is a very short application that just asks some short demographics and why you want to come to the Darden Diversity Conference. And that it will be due in late August. So August 31st is our deadline for that. And you should hear back from us shortly after.
I was struck by something you said about how each iteration of the diversity conference has been a little bit different or a lot different than its predecessor. And I wonder how you came up with the ideas of what you do year to year. Do you take student feedback, attendee feedback, just your own sense of what went well or what you'd like to do differently? Where do those ideas come from?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the work that I have is always the input is provided by the students themselves. The current students who maybe themselves went to the diversity conference or went to many other diversity conferences from other business schools and are able to bring back some of those best practices or things that we probably shouldn't have done or can do better. And we take them all to heart and we make sure that we're using data from our surveys and assessments and evaluations from those people who did come to Darden or those who chose not to come to Darden and really become better at that each time.
I think that's great. And you mentioned year three, which is really exciting. Certainly going to be different this year a bit because of the virtual delivery. But you made such a good point about equity and access. We found in all of our admissions events now, because it's online, it does kind of expand the universe of people who can attend an event.
Yeah, we're excited that, the ability to see Darden students in action, even if it's virtually, is going to be important. And we've tried to manipulate some of the experiences that you would see and do in person online to make sure that you're able to know what it feels like to be here on grounds, per se, and really think about how do we differentiate ourselves from our previous diversity conferences as well as other business schools diversity conferences. And I think one way that we're thinking about that is highlighting how we're different in general, which is our focus on the case method. So we're going to be employing some new exciting changes like a virtual learning team, which is a cornerstone to our learning experience at Darden, but we've never actually included that in our diversity conferences of the past. We do a mock case in our schedule during our time at the diversity conference, but we don't have the traditional learning team that happens before that. And so we're excited to team up with some current students who know the process very well and to really showcase how the case method is accessible to everyone. Some folks might feel intimidated by the case method, folks who don't have traditional business experience. And the learning team is the best way to be, to start learning about the different aspects of the case, and particularly for backgrounds and studies that you might not have had before, like some more quantitative accounting, finance. Those are ways that you might be learning some of the jargon ahead of time. And we wanted to introduce how we invite students who may not have had that background into the case through the learning team process.
That sounds like a great experience. And I know one of the benefits of being a prospective student coming to these kinds of things is just getting to meet other prospective students. I can't think of any better way to begin to make some of those connections than in that small group learning team experience.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a big part of the admissions process is really finding who your future people are, right? Who are the people you're going to become friends with and engage with either at your school or other business schools. And I think creating these relationships ahead of time is going to be important for you to build your network at Darden and, you know, across other business schools. And so this is a great first way to do that, to really get to know our current students and also to get to know potential classmates.
Indeed. So when you think about the goals of Diversity Conference and you say someone comes to the Diversity Conference, here's really what we would like for them to have as a takeaway or you know, some of the things that we hope to accomplish over this experience. What stands out in your mind as you were developing these plans?
Yeah, you know, I would say the first, I'll talk about three different focuses. The first one being the learning experience and the inclusive nature of that. The second one on our focus on diversity, equity, inclusion from a support standpoint. And the third is just the larger community of students, faculty, and staff, and alumni who are devoted to this. The first kind of focusing on, like I said earlier, is really almost demystifying the case method. And, you know, particularly for women, LGBTQ, underrepresented minorities, they might feel intimidated by this very participatory case method kind of style of learning, because it does involve you fully and really requires you to be fully participatory. And that might be difficult for some folks to wrap their heads around. And so I think the case method is somewhere that you can learn to lean in, find your voice, and find confidence. And we want to help you learn how that happens through the Diversity Conference. The other part is that we have developed a strong, you know, framework for support of diversity, equity, and inclusion through our faculty and staff, through admissions, but also through our DE&I professional staff and our Chief Diversity Officer. And so we are thinking about the full life cycle of the student and want you to learn how you fit in that, and how you are supported in your intersecting identities. And then lastly, we really want you to learn about the community that exists through different aspects of the diversity kind of spectrum. So there's clubs and activities for affinity groups and identity groups. There's alumni who come back and want to share their experiences. There's faculty and staff who really support diversity, equity, and inclusion at Darden. We want you to meet those folks, and we want you to know that you're supported at all levels of the experience.
That, I mean, no small plans, and certainly no small ambitions with the Diversity Conference, but it sounds like, just based upon what you shared already about the planning for this year's conference, it sounds like all of that is well underway. Any other plans that you want to highlight? I know it's early, and the Diversity Conference doesn't roll around until early October, but anything else that you wanted to highlight about this year's conference?
Yeah, so I mean, the incentives that we've had in the past, we're going to include again this year, which is that if you are applying in this cycle, you are able to have a guaranteed interview in any round that you apply to. So we will be conducting interviews for Darden Diversity Conference attendees within the first few weeks after the conference. And for those who are early action applicants, you'll already have completed an interview. And already partaking in the incentive to have a guaranteed interview through the early action process. So you're already getting that. And then we are going to be, you know, working with our corporate sponsors who have graciously funded us last year and then this year to provide you with some goodies. For example, some potential meals that will be provided. We'll give you some, funds for maybe an Uber Eats or a Grubhub or something that's more local to you, that you'll be able to kind of partake in our social events and a lot of our meals that we, you know, that's the place where you get to meet other people and get to learn and connect over something more casual like a dinner. And so we hope to kind of replicate that. It might be not in person, but it's going to be virtual, but it'll allow us to, again, create community even before you start business school. And those are some of the things that we're thinking about, and hopefully more surprises coming.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil everything here, but it sounds like it's going to be a great event. As people work on their applications, you mentioned that applications for the Diversity Conference are due on or by August 31st. Any tips that you might offer to people as they think about putting together a Diversity Conference application?
Yeah, well, on the application, we ask you to share why you want to attend, and that might be a very simple question, but we really want to hear why diversity, equity, and inclusion is important to you, regardless of your background. We are going to be prioritizing, folks who are going to be applying in this cycle in particular, and maybe in the next few cycles as well. Space is limited, even though that we don't have a classroom that we are limited by in terms of its size. We want to make sure we're still emulating a very tight-knit community, a very close experience with each other, and also want to make sure that in our mock cases that it's still like a mock classroom, which is around 60 to 70 students. And so we plan to have maybe multiple classes going on at one time. And so we want to make sure that the right people are in the room. And so if you can just, share your passions, share your reasons for why you want to be here at the Diversity Conference, that's going to be the best way for you, for you to attend.
That's great. Well, I know that tip and suggestion will be helpful to folks as they put together the Diversity Conference application, I should say. Mark Paulo, you mentioned you've been here at DARD for a couple of years. I know you work closely with our applicants as well as prospective students. People are just beginning to learn about DARD. Any tips or advice you might have generally? We're here at obviously the beginning of our admission cycle, so to speak. Early action deadline will be coming up pretty quickly here in early September. Any tips, suggestions you have for our listeners out there who are planning to apply this year?
Yeah. Us being very virtual and online gives us the opportunity to have a lot more connection points than we thought we would have had if we were in person. While I do wish we were able to be on the road connecting with people, I think that there are more opportunities for you to have actual FaceTime with our students or our alums and our admissions folks. And so there should be no reason why you aren't able to connect with one of us throughout this cycle to learn more about how to strategize your application and really think about why Darden might be the best fit for you. We do have a great set of webinars and coffee chats coming up, particularly that are diversity related, including ones that are women related, underrepresented minority related, as well as LGBTQ and those interested in the consortium. So there's a multitude of ways for you to connect with us and the Darden experience, and so please take advantage of those. And we also have one-on-one conversations that are general, but also ones that are focused on the woman and diversity experience. So please look out for those. We would love to connect with you further and help you understand which round to apply, which clubs to join, how to, maximize your connection points with each and every one of us, and to really consider why DARD might be the best fit for you.
Always a good suggestion. Reach out, connect, meet as many people as you can, both fellow prospective students as well as members of our team, current students. Mark Paulo, it's always great spending time with you, and appreciate your coming on the podcast. Talk a little bit more about Diversity Conference. As you are kind of beginning to sort of shift into application mode and recruitment, I'm curious, what are some of the things that you're really looking forward to that are on your calendar in addition to the Diversity Conference?
Great. Yeah. I will be attending a good number of admissions events, particularly with Rambo's pre-MBA conference. So for those who identify as LGBTQ, while we would be in LA for this event, we will be virtual, which is still fun, but we'll be able to get to meet other LGBTQ plus applicants and those who want to learn more about our Pride at Darden club, for example, and the community around LGBTQ inclusion at Darden. So I'll be there. We are also going to be present at our consortium MBA application preparation seminars, or MAPS as we call them. So if you're interested at all in the consortium application or being a part of our largest consortium class, which is coming in this year and hopefully break that record for next year, would love for you to join us at one of our own Darden events, as well as the Consortium Maps events, which allows you to meet members of the different missions teams from other business schools in the consortium. And we also have my colleague, Haley Wilacciori, who's going to be focused on a lot of our Forte events. And so please look out for her and for anyone else who are joining from our admissions team representing Darden at these diversity events across the country.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to mention those events. I know you're always staying busy, and as it was noted before, connecting people. So I'm glad to hear that. And I have no doubt that you had a few more things on your calendar. So Mark Paolo, always great spending time with you. And thank you so much for making time out of the podcast. And good luck with Diversity Conference. I know it'll be a great event.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And that was my interview with my admissions colleague and Associate Director for Diversity Recruitment here at the Darden School of Business, Mark Paolo Guzman. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at virginia.edu. Until next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.